Again, Senator Mike Rounds visited with In the Moment host Lori Walsh yesterday after a coffee at Grand Living on Lake Lorain in Sioux Falls. Prior to the senator's conversation with SDPB Radio, he took questions from the crowd gathered at Grand Living. Among the most prevalent of recent issues, Rounds opened his remarks by discussing trade, and in doing so, he was not afraid to explain where he differs with President Trump in light of how South Dakota has been affected by the president's trade policies.
At the same time, there are some things that could hold us back, and part of it are some of the policies that the president, with all due respect, has implemented. The trade policy has not been good for South Dakota, and I don't think it's been good for America. Now, we don't have the best trade policies to begin with, and the president wanted to make them better. But rather than taking on other countries one at a time, he decided to take on the whole world. And it's good that he's standing up for us. I think he has the best interest of our country at heart. But I think the tactic that he used probably wasn't the right tactic. He's got challenges with Canada and Mexico, our closest trading partners. He's doing some battles with Europe, but I think he's finally got some of that behind him now. He didn't do the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was ready to go, and that was trade with the Pacific Rim countries that would rather do business with us rather than with China. And that's basically a half a billion people who wanted to buy our products, 11 different countries. And I'd like to have those folks on our side buying and trading with us. And then, at the same time, he's taken on China. Now, China, the reason why we're taking on China is because for intellectual properties, those are like patents and so forth, they don't have in their culture a background of understanding how important that is. And so they've been very slow to recognize what the rest of the world does, which is you got to honor patents. And in doing so, we're losing about $240 billion a year in value on those patents and intellectual properties that they are basically stealing. And the president identifies that. He is correct. But the approach he took was to basically put a lot of our farmers and ranchers on the tip of the spear, because when he went after China with some tariffs, they responded by saying, well, we're not going to buy your products, and soybeans is one of them. In South Dakota, that's a big deal. Just to give you an example, soybeans, China buys about real close to 25% of all the soybeans that we produce. About 60% of everything that we export goes to China on soybeans, so they have a real impact on us. Producers in South Dakota right now are down about $750 million on their balance sheets from where they were in March. So that's going to hurt our economy here because they turned that over. At the same time, our friends in Canada, we have an ongoing process here for wood. We buy wood from Canada, but now there's a tariff on that. And right now on wood and on steel and on aluminum, we've got about a 30% tariff on that. So for 3-bedroom homes to be built, the price of those homes is now up substantially, which is going to slow down the building market. And if you're a small-town newspaper publisher, they have a tough time making it to begin with. And right now, their cost on their paper products is up about 30%. And that's because we don't have an agreement with Canada on the paper that comes into the country. So there are some things out there that could really slow our economy down if we're not careful, and we continue to try to suggest to them that there's a better way to do it.